Tom, just to carry on from where I left off, the packaging page, you've got some feedback on there. You've got the initial criteria of what you set out to do. However, I can only see two elements of your packaging, which are your 2D design work. I don't actually have a finished version of your packaging, so you need to make sure that you've got all the appropriate evidence in there. For the flyer, again, it's the same problem with the other pages. Nice little touch with the thumbnails on there, but there are more evidence documents than that. They're not just the final versions, but all of the interim versions that you've done. I know you've done it, I know you've developed some good work on it, so make sure that they're included. The flyer itself could be improved. Again, it's for whatever you're doing in Photoshop, Tom, there seems to be a problem with the red, and it gets a little bit blurry in places or a little bit bitty, so you need to look into that. Digital advert, good that you've got the thumbnails of the design work. That is a nice touch, and your design work's good. Make sure you get the feedback that's on there actually written up into your e-portfolio as well. And the final advert itself should play through, should be set to a slideshow, shouldn't have to click on anything. So when it has loaded up, and I've played it from the beginning, some of the aspects are coming into the page, which is good. I think you need to work out a way of better displaying some of the font text that you've got. It's not being cut too well, there's a little bit that shouldn't be there, but it's also the large white bits. One of the easiest things to do, Tom, is take away the blue background, and that'll help it look a little bit more professional. Not very keen on your imagery, as we've discussed before, and I don't think that this digital advert looks very professional because of it. So certainly, Tom, there's room for improvement on that. Try and get yourself some good feedback from people who do know what they're talking about when it comes to digital adverts and what the target audience would be looking for. Lots of room for improvement overall in your e-portfolio.